Hi, my name is Christina Mayard.
And my name is Meredith Colton.
We are second year students at Tallahassee Community College working for the Talon.
Go Talon!
And today's podcast episode, we will be discussing how to not only survive, but thrive as TCC students.
We just thought this was a really good topic because we have like the knowledge of being a sophomore now and knowing what we wish we would have known last year. And just wanted to give students, freshmen, anyone at TCC in general, some overall tips for how to be happy and to do great here at TCC and on campus.
And we did a little research, and an Ohio State University graduation survey from 2018 to 2019 found that students involved in at least one co-curricular activity were 2.1 times more likely to be satisfied with their college experience.
1.8 times more likely to have a job offer either during senior year or right after graduating.
And 1.7 times more likely to express interest in a graduate or professional school.
Another study we found was a Southern New Hampshire University study, and it was basically just an article made up of various interviews from different staff, students, and professors, and they came to a consensus that building relationships, getting involved, taking breaks, and asking for help when needed can contribute a lot to student success and happiness at college, which I can also completely agree with. You definitely need to ask for help when needed.
And an advisor from that school, Sherry Provenher, says to not procrastinate and manage your time efficiently. Student success is often altered by the two. That's something we definitely can attest to. Procrastinating is dangerous and
an evil force that lives within us.
And it can really lead to you just losing yourself a little bit and forgetting what's important, and what's important is school and your grades. So,
and also mental health, just not putting that like over overwhelming, unbearing stress on yourself like at last minute, it's never good for you. So
it just feels better altogether to know that you're getting your work done on time. And we went around school and spoke to fellow students and other professors and teachers at TCC who know what it's like to be a successful student.
They are the definition of success at TCC.
And they gave us a little bit of advice and tips that they have for their peers and, you know, students that they know.
All right, and we're going to hear from them now.
Now we're going to hear from Tommy McCall, the previous president of SGA at TCC.
How can students thrive and survive here at TCC? Very good question. I would say one big thing is time management. Scheduling is super important, whether it's just when your assignments are due for classes or whether it may be an event on campus or maybe a club you're in when they meet. Really important to do those things. I would also say introducing yourself to your professors, talking to them after class, going to their office hours, making that connection with them. I would also say getting involved on campus is a good way to thrive. I mean, the more people you know at TCC, the more networking that you'll be able to do. And with networking means that you may find people who know people that work in your field. And that's happened for me a lot during my time at TCC, and I'm very grateful. So that's what I would say to survive and thrive at TCC. A few things that made my experience at TCC successful. You know, like I said earlier, you know, getting involved on campus. Even though I was a part of SGA, I was also a part of Black Male Achievers. I was part of the Honors Program. And I was part of a few other clubs. And getting involved on campus really helped me network, and it enhanced my networking skills. Networking is really important in college, no matter what major you have, meeting people, because you never know when someone can know someone. And you never know when someone knows someone that works in the field you're interested in, you know. So really important to network, get involved. Also, just introducing yourself to your professors. When I did that, I saw the difference between when I did that and when I just didn't really talk to my professors at all. That relationship with my professors, it really just helped me do better in the class. And I could tell because when I had that connection with them. You know, it's easier for me to understand what they're teaching. It was easier for me to understand why they do what they do in their class, and it helped me become a better student also, just kind of working with them, not just them giving me work to do, not just do it, you know. It's and also you know, sending your assignments to your professors to grade before, ask them if they do that. That really helped me a lot. And yeah, I would say those are the main things that helped my experience at CCC be successful. Cool.
And next, we'll be hearing from Meredith Colton speaking to
Nicholas Vick, Associate Dean, Communications and Humanities, Director of the Honors Program.
What advice would you give the students to survive academically and socially here at TCC?
Great question, Meredith.
Thank you.
But what I recommend for students is to get involved, whether it's with a student club or organization, maybe take a unique class like the Talon, but to get involved, because then students can build connections and really form a community. That's why, like with the Honors Program, for example, we have the new student orientation each year that's just for new honors students, and right away they're able to make connections with one another and really get to know one another. And I think I like to focus more so on thriving than surviving. I know that was kind of the, you know, the theme and the focus of what you were exploring, but I think getting involved, making connections, building that community is really important, but also being aware of resources. I don't know if you, have you ever been to the Learning Commons?
I have.
Yeah, so the Learning Commons I think is really helpful for academic related resources. We also have a variety of campus resources available for other needs that students might have. So that's kind of what I think of when I think of thriving in the first year, especially, that it's really important to make those connections. And I'm sure that you made connections, right?
Like, yeah, you know, I have. I've done everything you said, so it's worked out so well.
So, yeah, I think that that's important. But also what I think students can do, and what I always encourage students to do, is to get organized. However you want to get organized, however, you know, works for you, whether it's using like the calendar on your phone or maybe just a traditional calendar that, you know, you actually like write in, you know, some students like that too. So whatever way you prefer to get organized, I think that that's really helpful. And personally, what I always did as a student and what I continue to do now is to work ahead as much as possible. So if I know that there's, you know, a major paper coming up, for example, I encourage students to work ahead. And if it's a project or whatever, you remember, you were in my class.
I do remember this.
So I always try to encourage students to work ahead, because I think you'll have a better product, you know, when you give yourself more time, you know, to complete a task.
Okay, next question. What have you seen students do in the past that can alter their experience and thriving here at TCC?
Another great question, Meredith. but I think that students encounter all kinds of different obstacles. You know, when they are, for example, many of our students are from outside of this local area. So many of our students, just like you, many of our students are here independently for the first time on their own away from home, and that by itself poses all kinds of challenges, you know, because then you have to be responsible. Not saying that students aren't, but you have to be responsible, you have to be independent, you have to maybe do things that you didn't previously have to do, like fold your own laundry and manage your time and study, and there's just so many different things that go into it. So I think at TCC in particular, about 50 to 55% of our students are from outside of Tallahassee. Most are from Central and South Florida of that percentage, but then we also have out-of-state students, you know, who are in a different environment for the first time. So that's one obstacle, but again, it goes back to being organized, to having a community of support, whether it's on campus, off campus. Hopefully you have good roommates. I think I've heard from students that can kind of derail their experiences as well if they have a roommate that they don't get along with. But there are some things that are controllable and some things that are uncontrollable, and I guess roommate matching would be one of those kind of uncontrollable things. So students are going to encounter obstacles whether they're from Tallahassee or not. We have many students who are first generation, which means that they are the first people in their family to attend college, which is a really cool thing. But that also, when you don't have necessarily the parental guidance, right, that can be challenging as well, just to navigate the ins and outs of college life. Financial aid, for example, is really challenging and can be a barrier to some students. Then there's the academic piece, the social piece, especially for students who are away from home because they're trying to make new connections and make new friends. And the pandemic didn't help any of that either. I mean, thankfully we're 3 years past really the peak of the pandemic. But I mean, that was also impactful in terms of the way that students learned during that time. And, the social piece as well. But I think that it's getting a lot better.
I agree with that. I think people are starting to rebound from it.
I think so, too. Yeah, it seems like that. But, I mean, it's definitely taken time and it's been a process. But those are some of the most common kinds of obstacles that students face. The good news is we have resources in place at TCC. And if students are, motivated and focused on their goals, then that will help them to be successful.
All right, thank you. You made a lot of good points.
Thank you to all the interviewees for such amazing advice and insight on their time here. We really appreciate hearing what gave you so much opportunity and good memories from TCC.
It's important that you enjoy your time here at TCC, but continue to achieve academically. Make sure to tune in to www.tcctalon.com to follow campus and school news.
And follow our Instagram at tcctalon to see more content from fellow students. This is Meredith.
And Christina.
We'll TCC you guys next time.
Thanks for listening.